to the Spheres of Spirit with Natzy Myers, aka the Lady of the Light. Natzy will discuss the everyday magic and wisdom of spirit which surrounds each of us, waiting to be discovered. She will share some of her remarkable orb photos, proving that our angels, guides, loved ones in spirit, and even pets surround us and guide us in our physical world. During this episode, Natzy will discuss one of the many spheres or aspects of spirit available to us based on her orb photography. She will also share a special channeled message from her guide, Leonini, and do an oracle card reading to help guide you along your personal spiritual adventure. And now, here is your host, orb photographer, author, medium, and speaker, Natzy Myers.
Hi there. Thank you for joining me today. I really appreciate it. You know, being an orb photographer for the last 14 years now, one of the most important things that make up an orb is light. So I thought today I would talk about light. So what are orbs if they're not light? You know, back in the beginning of creation, the Bible says, God said, let there be light. And there was light. That's in the very beginning. That's how important light is. It's mentioned in the very first part of the Bible, right? And it is said that that light dwells within all of us. And even Jesus in the Bible, in the New Testament, I can't quote the books, but Jesus said first, he said, you are the light of the world. And then he said, I am the light of the world. So what does that mean? What is he talking about? It is my belief, and Eckhart Tolle agrees with me, that he's talking about our essence. Because it's said that the divine's, the creator's light dwells within all of us. So if it's there, that has to be our true essence. You know, light is mentioned in all the holy scriptures of all the religions. And I'm going to talk about this I think it's a book. It's called Torah and the Speed of Light. It's by Joseph Seebag. He's a physicist and an electrical engineer. And he wrote, light is the least physical of all creations. A photon of light goes from zero to the speed of light instantly, without any acceleration time. It is the only thing in the universe which is absolute. Even space and time yield to it. It contracts and dilates to preserve its absolute speed. But where do the photons come from? What is light? So the scientific term of light is an electromagnetic radiation that can be detected by the human eye. So this electromagnetism comes at us in waves. But again, where do they come from? So light is made up of different wavelengths of light. So all these different wavelengths of light pull together. You've seen the prism, right? Where it breaks and separates the sunlight into all the colors. And each wavelength is a particular color. The color we see is a result of which wavelengths are reflected back to our human, very limited eyes. So wavelength is produced by vibration. So again, going back to what I started with, God said, let there be light. Creation started with the word, also known as logos, or the sound. The vibration is produced, then the frequencies, then light and colors. So everything I had read before or understood the Bible to say is, first there was the word. I didn't understand what that meant, but it meant that that was the creation, the beginning of the vibration, the sound, the frequency, which then created the light, if you will. Now, I'm going to stop right here because I'm going to tell you I'm not a scientist. I'm not a physicist. I have no initials after my name. What I'm telling you, as always on my show, is what I believe, what I have learned, what I've experienced, and what's been given to me. So if you disagree with that, that's okay. Take what fits and leave the rest. So I wanted to talk about the wavelengths just for a second of the light, because we see a light spectrum from deep red up to purple. And the deep red vibrates, the wavelength is slower, more time in between the waves, if you will. And then when you get up to the purple, the wavelengths are closer together and they move more rapidly. When we get to the infrared and then beyond, we can't see that. Our human eyes can't see that. So there is light or colors all around us, but we can't perceive it. You know, I watch or hear about people that have near-death experiences, and I've heard over and over and over again, they say, I got to the other side, and there were colors that I can't describe to you. We don't have them here on Earth. Well, we do. We just can't see them. But for some reason, when we look through our spiritual eyes, then they are revealed to us. So that's light. Light is color. So what do I capture while taking orb photos? I capture light. And why do orbs appear as light? Because it's what we are and what we return to after our bodies die. And not just humans. You know, I've said this before numerous times on the show, Albert Einstein, one of my favorite quotes, matter is energy, energy is light. And he added, we are all light beings. It's our essence. Like Jesus said, it's our essence. It's who we are, what animates us. So there's a journal, it's called the Biomedical Journal of Scientific and Technical Research. And they came out with an article on February 12, 2020. So I'll just read what they wrote. Consciousness thought occurs in the brain, though not necessarily with the brain, but with the light. Because consciousness is light. Light also has its own consciousness. Since light is infinite, it continues its activity in the whole world of being. Every human cell has a relationship with light. So if consciousness is what illuminates the universe, can we talk to it? If something has consciousness, can we communicate with it? Yeah. Yes, we can. And that's how the orbs and how I talk to the orbs and they to me. You've seen pictures that I've shown on the show before. Well, I'll say, you know, can you land on my hand, or can you be next to me or whatever? And they're there. They respond. And then when I tune into the orb, let's say I have a client and I take a picture and the orb appears and I see a face and I tune into that face, I get messages. It's communicating with me. So light is consciousness. So it's really hard for me because I'm not a scientist to put this. I hope I'm explaining this in a really good way. So let me tell you first about my dog, as I'm going to bring up this one slide. So if light is consciousness, if the word created light, then that has to be pure love. If that came from God, that has to be pure love. And I say that because now I'm a dog person, and I had my soul dog. He was a German Shepherd, and a black and white German Shepherd, and his name was Shadow. And I swear we could talk telepathically. And I've been told that we've had many lifetimes together, which is kind of a fun thing to know that, you know, you'll see your pets again, not only when you get to the other side, but perhaps again on this earth in many forms. But I would say Shadow was my orb magnet. And now I've shown these pictures before, but because I'm talking about the light and speaking with it and the vibration of love, which is where light is, you know, dogs are said to be one of the best representations of unconditional love. So guess what? They're operating at a vibration of unconditional love. So I would go out to the backyard, and if we can bring up the first picture, Chris, and Shadow would come out with me every night. I take pictures as long as the weather permitting, wasn't snowing or raining or windy or foggy. And Shadow would come out and he'd walk around with me. And this is Shadow, and I have two pictures of him. Now, for those of you who are listening on the radio, these will all be here on Om Times Radio, also on my website. I also post all the pictures that I share on my show so that you can zoom in and look a little closer if you have that desire to do so. But Shadow would follow me around and I'd watch him, and then he would sit down random spots in the backyard and he'd look at me. And I could hear him say telepathically, "Okay, Mom, take my picture now. There's an orb by me." And now these are only two pictures, but I have so many pictures of him doing that. And now I've had dogs. I have four now currently. And the orbs do not appear by my other dogs like they did around Shadow. Shadow had a special connection. So the first picture on the left, you see Shadow and the big blue orb by him. And that was the other thing. The orbs that would appear by him were pretty big. So that's just a typical thing. You know, he'd walk around, sit down, take a picture, and I go, "Oh, of course there's an orb by him." But then also the other one that I have, you'll see that the orb is above him and he's sitting in a different part of the yard. But what I absolutely love about this picture is he sat down, he looked at me, and then he looked up. And he's looking directly at that orb. So what I want to say here is he communicating with the orb, or is the orb communicating with him? Because he knew. Did he feel it? Did he see it? Did he hear it? Yeah, probably all of the above. If dogs are operating at a vibration of love, and the light comes in from love, from God, and I believe Shadow is a very, very old soul, and I've had many readings that have confirmed that, but Shadow had a gift of being able to see those. So anyway, that's one story that I wanted to share with you. Now, does it matter what color the orbs were? Yeah. You know, blue sometimes is a teacher or a guide, or it's telling me, "Hey, you know, you need to communicate more. It's get your throat chakra going there, Missy." And the yellow is your solar plexus. You know, trust, we're communicating through you intuitively. Tune in. So those are just two meanings of the colors. So I want to remind you too, while we're talking about orbs, they are not flat discs as they appear on the photo. And I've said that before, they're globes, they're spheres. And I shared with this story with you before, but I asked my son in spirit, who works with me with the orbs, and I said, "Robbie, why are orbs spheres?" And he told me through the medium, he said, "Because it's the best shape to travel between dimensions." So I believe that all dimensions are right here. Again, our human eyes can't see them, but they all vibrate at a different rate. But when the orbs want to appear in our dimension so that I can see them, then they've got to slow down their vibration a little bit and come into our dimension. So Robbie says, because they're round spheric, there's no resistance and they can come right in. So, you know, I already mentioned that I love to hear stories of near-death experiences. It utterly fascinates me. Some are so similar. Some are extremely detailed. But there's a lot of a crossover. There's a lot of things that people say over and over and over again. And when I listen to the stories and the person is describing when they've come out of their body, they can see their body, they're floating above it, and then they start going towards the light or however they get to the other side. And then many times they look down and they don't have a body. They've become a being of light. And that's what I tell people. When I do orb photography, I'm capturing our true essence, like Jesus said, our true being. We are all light beings. But what does it mean to be a being of light? You know, how do you live in this world and still tap in to that essence? Because this world can be pretty harsh, right? I mean, we all know that. But if we drop down and we know and we trust that we all carry, that spark, that light of God within us, and that's who we truly are, no matter how ugly or beautiful other people are inside, they have that light. So if you can try to act from a place of love, you know, I hear that over and over and over again from my guide and from the readings that I get. We just need to act from a place of love. And I know it's not easy. And some people push our buttons and we get mad. And that's okay. We're human. We're supposed to be human right now. But as long as we say, I could have done better, you know, and then try a little harder. As long as we're trying, as long as we're working towards that pure light, then we're making progress. So the other thing that amazes me is UFO stories. And I did a show on orbs and UFOs. And in that show, I showed you some pictures that I captured of UFOs. But when you hear the stories of people who have had UFO encounters, they say, oh, I saw a ball of light. Oh, the light came from over the hill. Oh, there were three balls of light, and then they went into one, and then they separated. A lot of times, the UFO starts as a ball of light. Why is that? Well, my theory is that there are many, many civilizations in the universe, many, many beings, some so much older than us, and they are so much more enlightened and awakened than we are and evolved. And so they are able to tap into their pure essence. And what did I say? What Robbie said? He said, Mom, the spheres help you travel from dimension to dimension without resistance. So is that what the UFOs, is that what those evolved beings are doing? It's interesting that they always see balls of light. And if you look on pictures or you watch some of the shows like Ancient Aliens or something, you hear that over and over again. I saw a ball of light. So there's something to the light. So I think, Chris, is it time for a break? So let me take a break right here. And when I come back, we're going to talk about some more pictures, some more light. And today I've got a message from Leonini, and I'm going to do two card readings. So we'll be right back.
Om Times TV. The story told in Entering the Light Fantastic, Discovering Life After Life Through Orbs, is about Nancy Myers' spiritual and emotional rising from the devastating ashes of loss caused by the sudden and unexpected passing of her son Robbie. Just like the legend of the reborn phoenix, Nancy's life purpose and focus was transformed. With the help from her son in spirit, Nancy found herself providing proof through orbs that our souls do not die with our bodies. In her second book, Encircled by the Light Fantastic, A Deeper Journey into the Light with Orbs, Nancy continues chronicling her path of gaining spiritual knowledge and expanding acceptance of what is possible while traveling to many sacred and ancient sites around the world. She shares these experiences with you along with her photographs of remarkable spirit encounters. Imagine becoming a super influencer. Reinvent yourself, invest in your brand, and then manifest your success with a robust spheric approach. Om Times Media and Broadcasting offers a unique and multifaceted way to become the spiritual and conscious influencer you deserve to be by putting your message across our powerful platform with its proven record of integrity and excellence. Through our produced shows, Om Times offers the opportunity to become a social media TV personality, a radio show host, an Om Times magazine columnist, and a syndicated podcaster, all in one shot. By live streaming your show on Om Times TV and broadcasting it across the extensive Om Times radio and TV networks, you become more than a host. You become an ambassador and a force for positive change. Om Times. Open yourself to the possibilities.
¿Qué color? Perfecto, amigo.
Gracias. Thank you.
What's wrong, mijo?
Donating to a pet's medical care is one of the many ways you can help families in your community. Pets and people belong together. Learn more at petsandpeopletogether.org.
And we're back. So now I want to talk about, what does the light of the orbs represent? Who are they? What is it? So one of the orb styles that I want to talk about is what I call spotlight orbs. And spotlight, I self-named them. Spotlight orbs are orbs that appear, but they literally light up what's behind them. So if we can bring up that next picture, Chris. And this is one of my favorite orbs because it's one of the biggest, purest, brightest orbs I have captured. Now, it appeared in front of that palm tree trunk, and you can see that it literally lights it up. And when the orbs appear this bright, this pure, this white, I think that they are from the angelic realm. That is my feeling. So this orb literally, and the spotlight orbs come in many different colors. I have green, I have blue, I have purple, I have pink. Not all the orbs light up what's behind them, but the spotlight orbs do. So I wanted to share this orb with you because it's one of the best representations of this phenomena of lighting what is around it. Now, so I've talked to you before about who and what orbs are. And another thing that I capture are light effects. And so, or light forms. And I'm going to share one with you here in a minute. And I've captured moving orbs. I've captured orbs that are splitting apart, you know, things like that, or coming together. It's hard to tell in the photo, isn't it? But this next picture, If we can bring up the next one, Chris. I capture fairies. And fairies make themselves known as sparkling balls of light or silvery white lights that float or dart around. And if you look at this picture and you zoom in on it a little bit, it almost looks like I caught it in action darting around. You know, if you've read my second book, you know that I have a strong belief in fairies. I believe that the elemental kingdom is real. And I just went to Ireland last year, and you talk to anybody in Ireland, and they have no doubt. They have absolutely no doubt. But the fairy realm, the elemental realm, is of a higher vibration. They are light beings. They're very evolved. So this is how they appear. So I just love this particular one. I have captured many, many, many fairies. There's a whole section of it on my website. So thank you, Chris. Thank you for that. So another thing that I find fascinating is when I take a picture of the orb, it's always different. So the light, the consciousness, because it's more than just light, can manipulate itself. So like I said, I'll take pictures and there'll be fairies, or I'll take pictures and it looks like an angel. Many, many pictures I take, I see faces. And this next picture, if we can bring this up, Chris. I was in Deadwood, I think it's South Dakota. And for those of you who are not familiar with Deadwood, it was the place that was made famous by Wild Bill Hickok. And he was shot and killed while playing poker there in the town of Deadwood. And there was an amazing series on, I think it was HBO, called Deadwood. And they tried to recreate it as historically as possible, I believe. But anyway, my husband was a huge fan of Deadwood. So, of course, we had to go there. And this lady was, my husband, of course, wanted to hit all the bars. And I said, I'm going to go take all the ghost tours. So this particular place was in the hotel that was owned by Seth Bullock. And Seth Bullock was a friend of Wild Bill Hickok's. And this was down in the basement. And this lady was doing a tour and a ghost tour. And she was talking about all the things that they have said and done. And I know Wild Bill Hickok frequented this hotel. As a side note, I also went to the place where he was shot. That bar is still there. And it's built on top of it, but the basement was the original bar. And I went down there and I got an orb. And I can see him. It's not a really good image for people just looking with their eyes. I need to use my spirit eyes. But I did capture him there too. But anyway, so I was sitting in the basement and the tour guide lady was talking, and she said, oh, some people have seen him standing over in the corner there. And I went, so I'm going to take a picture. Now, on the right of this, you see Wild Bill Hickok, and you can see his mustache and his long curly hair. The picture on the right, you'll see it. It's a framed picture. Now, what's in there is a framed t-shirt. And the t-shirt was talking about some event. I don't know what it was of the past. But the orb appeared on the t-shirt and it created shadows that were not there in order to draw, if you will, Wild Bill Hickok's face. Now, you may have to go to Ohm Times or my website and zoom in a little bit on that. But you can definitely see it. When you looked at just the t-shirt, it was just lines of writing. There were no shadows where his mustache is or his hair or shoulders. The orb created that. The light created it. So the light can manipulate. It can control its intensity, its denseness, its brightness. to create these. And that's a lot. Thank you, Chris. That's a lot what the orbs do when I take their picture. The light will position itself either over something that it can use to form a face, or it does it itself, and the face will appear in the orb using shadows and lighting. Pretty amazing, I think. But again, if light is consciousness and it wants to communicate with us, why wouldn't it? Right? So this one is a fun one. And of course, you all heard about the solar eclipse, you know, on April 8th. And I live in Southern California, so we only got to see about 40% of the sun block. But still, it's a pretty amazing feeling. Some people are affected by it, some aren't. But that night, as usual, I go out in my backyard and I'm taking pictures. Now, before I bring this picture up, for those of you that don't know the myth of a lot of ancient civilizations, to try and explain what was happening when a solar eclipse occurred, they would say, and in more than one civilization, that a dragon was eating the sun. That's how they explained the sun dimming. And I thought, well, that's kind of cool, but what do they say when it comes back? You know, I was kind of laughing. So anyway, I go out in my backyard and I take a picture. And Chris, if we can bring up that next picture. And here again, the orb positioned itself on the trunk of another palm tree. But look how it lit. There were no white lights there. The orb created those two white spots. And so this is the year of the wood dragon, right? It was the day of the eclipse. And the orb kind of, I swear they have a sense of humor. I mean, if they're consciousness, why wouldn't they? So it's like, okay, well, you didn't get to see the whole eclipse here. I'll do it for you. And the dragon will be eating it, kind of thing. But I just got the biggest kick out of that. And I hope you can kind of see the dragon if you look for his two eyes and then you can see his mouth is open. And I put a picture of the wood dragon on the other side there so you can kind of orient your eyes with that. But again, the light did that. The light did it. So thank you, Chris. So every once in a while when I take photos, I have animals show up. Sometimes when the animals show up, it's for a client. Sometimes it's my animals. And sometimes it's just random. And probably 3 or 4 nights ago, I captured this. I promised when I did my, when I launched my site, that I would try to stay current with you of new things that appear in between shows, and the dragon and this next one are pretty new. So I took a picture, and there was this, and I almost erased it because I thought, oh, this is kind of blurry, and it's not really well formed. It's kind of furry or fuzzy. And then I zoomed in, and I went, oh. So if we can bring up that next picture, Chris. So the picture on the right is the orb. And, you know, sometimes I have to sit with it. Robbie told me, Mom, take more time looking at the orbs. Don't be so fast. So I sat with this one, and then all of a sudden, out jumped the lamb. Now, the picture on the right, of course, is a picture of a lamb. And then beneath that is the orb, and I tried to draw where the lamb appeared so you can kind of see it when you look back on the lamb. So, you know, this is probably maybe the 3rd or 4th time that I got an animal. And when I get that, and I never had a lamb, no one else was with me, so there's got to be something else going on. So I look up spirit animals. And I looked up two. So here's the meaning, and I'm looking in my book called Animal Totems and Their Meanings by Trish McGregor. So here's what Sheep says. It says, be a leader and don't suffer the consequences of indecisiveness. This can be a new beginning for you if you assert yourself. You're sure-footed. So it's a message to all of us. I look at these because I share my work, that this isn't just for me. It's for anybody who watches my show or checks out my website. But then I thought, well, it could be a ram. It could also be a ram. And guess what? We're in Aries right now. So there are no coincidences. So I looked up ram, and this reading I'm doing out of Spirit Animals by Dr. Stephen Farmer. And here's what it says about ram. The timing is right for you to pursue intellectual or educational interests and activities. So make a plan to do so and put it into action. You're ready for some new challenges. So be willing to charge ahead with whatever gets your attention. You're going through or about to go through a spiritual initiation, leading to an emergence of a different sense of yourself. Now, I love that, especially because it's a message for everybody. Because we are in Aries, we had the solar eclipse. Everybody's talking about everything shifting and changing. And I thought that was really clever of Spirit to bring forth the message through the orb of light. And, you know, one of the reasons that I do this podcast is I tell people, if I just can get you to start on your own path, go ahead and research and find out. Then I'm a happy camper. Start asking questions, start looking in different areas and gathering information to make better decisions and expand your knowledge. And that's basically what the lamb and ram are telling us. And I just thought this is the first time I've ever captured a lamb or ram in the 15 years that I've been taking pictures. So again, there are no coincidences. And timing is everything. I always say when the orbs appear to communicate with us, they communicate, of course, with the light, with the color, where they appear, and when they appear. So that's all part of, Spirit doesn't waste a trick. They waste nothing. So I want to talk a little bit about then, why are the orbs here? Because it's time and technology. There are people who have seen orbs with their eyes. There have always been people who have seen orbs with their eyes. I see them. I have seen them with my naked eyes maybe 5 times. But if someone is seeing an orb, they can't say, oh, and you're not. They can't say, oh, there's the orb. And if you're not seeing it, you're not seeing it, right? So you go, uh-huh, sure. But with our technology, and I capture the orb, and it's got the face of your father or your mother or your dog, then it's like, oh, I can see that. So it's like the light now is so excited because they can use our technology, they can use, and it's to appear, to be captured. So everybody, no matter where they are on their spiritual path, can see it. And I think it's time. I think it's time that people are more accepting of it. When I first started orb photography, I was really up against a lot of ridicule. And people would say, oh, it's just dust. Oh, it's, But now you go on the internet or research it. More and more people are going, wait a minute, there's something to this. One of my favorite validations, if you will, and I've had her on the show, Suzanne Giesman, and she's a wonderful medium, channel, and teacher. She's known worldwide. She's incredible. But she did a reading and came and said, you know what? Orbs are real. They're real spirit beings. You know, she gave me so much validation. I knew they were real, but other people need to hear from other sources. So it's time. There's so much that the light can communicate with us. And there's a quote It says, the camera is an instrument that teaches people how to see without a camera. And that was a Dorothea Lange. And it's true. If we all of a sudden see with our own two eyes an orb and we go, wow, that's real. What does that then open up possibilities for that person? Will they go, well, what else is real? And I think that's, again, part of my mission and my purpose is to give everybody a jumping off point. And everyone can be an orb photographer. All you need is, please don't use cell phone cameras. Cell phone cameras have too many filters. And if you point your cell phone camera at a source of light, it will produce a little ball of light. I call it lens flare. And I can't tell you how many people that I have to write back. And I go, you know, if the picture is important to you, then hang on to that. But this is technology created, not spiritually created. So what I use is a simple, cheap digital camera and always have the flash on because the orbs use that, the photons in the flash to appear, even in the daylight. And then just set an intention. And for me, you know, I do it every day. So I have a standing appointment with spirit and, you know, they show up for me. So that's all it takes to be an orb photographer. The orbs are around all of us. The orbs have always been here, but now they're making themselves known. And I think there's going to be so much more that they teach us. So, if I can get the last slide up there, Chris. So I love this orb. There's a lot going on in there. But the quote that I put was, light brings us the news of the universe. And that was Sir William Bragg. So if light is consciousness, or if consciousness is light, and light came from source or God, why can't we talk directly? Why can't we hear directly? Why can't we experience directly? We can, I believe. All we have to do is ask. All we have to do is open ourselves up to this. Light, you know, when you think about light, light is an amazing thing. It's hard to describe. You know, I looked up the origin of the word light and I couldn't find it. I couldn't find where the word light came from. They traced it only back to the Greeks. But without light, no thing exists. Nothing. And where does the light, when you look at the stars or you see, you know, pictures of the cosmos and the pictures now coming from the James Webb telescope. Oh my gosh, so incredible. But where does that light, what is generating that light? What makes that light? So if you go back to what I said at the beginning, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word, Logos, was from God. And the Word created the vibration, the frequency, the light. That's how I explain it. So I hope you can take something from that. So I want to read the message from Leonini because a while back, and this is an older one that I did, it's about 4 years old, but in the second year that I started channeling her, I think, I got this message and it was about light. So I thought, I'm going to pull that one out. So let me read this to you. She said, today we would like to discuss light. The power of light is such that where it exists, darkness cannot. Light is an emanation of the divine that represents everything good. You cannot hold light except in your heart. You cannot touch light except when you surround others with your light in the form of love. You cannot limit light, as it will always find a way to shine through the tiniest cracks. The power of light reaches you through prayer and meditation, and it responds at light speed. When two lamps are turned on side by side, you cannot tell where one's light begins and the other one ends. You only see that the light has blended, increased, and made everything in the room brighter. As your light blends with the light of the divine, your power to illuminate yourself and your world is also increased. You are, at your core, light. And that, I always get goosebumps when I read this message, because it's so powerful and it's just what I talked about. We are, at our core, light beings. Albert Einstein had it right. He said, we are all light beings. And when people have their near-death experience, they said, I become a light being. So it's not a secret. It's not a secret. It's right here for all of us to embrace. So I have two decks of cards that I want to draw from today for you. And the first one, it's called Messages from the Light. And I made this deck. And every card is an orb picture, one of my photography shots. And then every message has the word light in it. So let me draw from this one. I don't think I've ever drawn a card from the deck that I made. You know, I also want to encourage my listeners, if you have an orb picture and you would like me to see it or talk about it on the show, you can send it to me through my email, theorbconnection@gmail.com, and I'll take a look of it. And if it's really interesting or something really cool, you know, I might even have you on the show. I think it would be encouraging for people to hear stories of others doing this work. So I put that out there for everybody. I would love to hear from you. So, okay, so let me, and I always do this with the intention that this is a message for everybody from the highest good and for the highest good, for the light. Okay, so the one that I got, oh, beautiful. So this is the picture, and I took this picture in France, and you can see this woman, she was doing an interpretive dance, and we were in a church, and we were watching her do the dance, and when she finished, she fell to her knees, clasped her hands, and looked up, and right when she looked up, I took a picture, and there was an orb right in the line of her vision, and that's the one that I drew, and the message is, faith is the light that guides you through the darkness. Spirit wants you to know that you are never alone, even in the darkest times. So if some of you are going through something right now, just know that you are not alone. The light does not leave us. So, and I know I have a couple minutes here. So the next one is called Work Your Light. So, and that's by Rebecca Campbell. So I thought, how appropriate for today's show. So let me shuffle this really quick. And with the same intention that the card I pull is from the highest good for the highest good, and that it helps everybody listening to the show. Okay, this one just popped out. And it says, it's a beautiful card, and it says, the age of light. Oh, perfect. It says, you've been training for this for lifetimes. I just talked about it's time. We see the orbs, we see the light because it's time. It's all coming together. So with that, I thank you for joining me today. I look forward to hearing from you, and I wish you the very best. Take care. Bye-bye.